愿大家平啊平安。
Peace be with everyone。
啊，我们来看啊罗马书的12章。
Let's read Romans chapter 12。
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12。
啊，第一节。
Verse 1。Verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Yeah. 我们这次 NATS, 班负责宣布不需要考试。
The coordinators of NATS, announced that we don't have a test.
哦，所以大家没有压力。
So we don't have any stress.
哦，但是我要给大家一个试题。
But I have a quiz for everyone.
那这个试题是什么？
What is this quiz?
就是罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
把身体献上，当作活祭。
Present your body as a living sacrifice.
第一章到十一章是在讲理论。
Chapter 1 to 11 talks about the theory.
就是我们救赎的理论。
The theory of salvation,
也就是因信称义。
That we are justified by faith.
每一个人都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
无药可救的罪人。
And there is no help.
在神的律法下没有一个义人。
Under the law of God, there is no righteous man.
如果有一个人觉得是义人，他是因为他不认识神。
If somebody thinks they're righteous, that's because they don't have.
在神面前呢，每个都是罪人。
And before God, everyone is a sinner.
主耶稣来为我们的罪担当刑罚。
And Lord Jesus, for our sins, was bear the consequence.
所以他被钉在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
今天我们相信耶稣是救主。
And today we believe that Jesus is the Savior.
在洗礼的时候。
During baptism,
我们可以归入主耶稣的死。
We are very into his death.
归进主耶稣的死。
That we are in become in, we are in his death.
那我们就变成称义了。
And then we are justified.
就是变成义人。
That we become righteous.
这是极大的恩典。
And this is a great mercy.
所以第一章到十一章就是在讲这个我们信仰的原理。
And this is chapter 1 to 11, the theory of salvation.
那十二章开始就是在讲我们的生活要怎么改变。
And starting from chapter 12, it tells us how to change our life.
所以我们罗马书有没有及格呢？就要看我们回去生活有没有改变。
So if we want to see if we pass this test, it depends on whether we change our lives.
如果生活没有改变，下一次要再来重修。
If our life isn't changed, then we have to retake this test.
要修到生活有改变才可以毕业。
We have to retake it until our lives are changed.
生活改变了，就是我们及格了。
If our life is changed, then we pass the test.
好，我们看十二章的第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
第一节说，所以弟兄，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
这个第一节跟前面是有关联的。
And this is a continuation of a previous chapter.
好，我们先看第十一章的33节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 33.
请读。
33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways, past finding out.
34节。
34. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor?
35节。
Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him.
36节。
For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
当他讲这个因信称义的道理，到最后的结论是什么？
What is the conclusion of the teaching of justifying by faith?
36节。
It's verse 36.
万有都是本于他，依靠他，也归于他。
For of him, and through him, and to him are all things.
这个救赎的理论非常的深奥。
A theory of salvation is very deep.
所以33节身在神丰富的智慧和知识。
In verse 33, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
所以神的荣耀显现在创世纪里面。
The glory of God is shown in the Genesis.
所以诗篇才说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
So in the Psalms, it talks about the creation manifesting God's glory.
这个是物质界，在物质界里面，我们看到神的杰作。
And it is what we can see in the physical.
啊，所以神的永能跟神性啊，你没有办法说没有，因为他创造了万物，把神的永能神性表现出来。
And God's might and His nature is shown in His creation.
好，那神的荣耀啊，第二个表现。
And the second showing of the glory of God.
就是在灵界里面的表现。
It is shown in the spirit.
啊，在灵界里面救赎的工作哦。
In the spirit, this work of salvation.
哦，有时候比物质界的创造更难。
It is more difficult in the physical than the physical.
哦，所以主耶稣怎么叫一个在罪里面的人得到洁净？
So how does the Lord Jesus cleanse a sinner?
叫罪里面的人得到洁净。
To cleanse someone in sin.
主耶稣怎么叫一个灵里面死的人再复活？
How does Lord Jesus resurrect somebody who is dead in the spirit?
主耶稣怎么叫一个活在地上的人要把他提到天上去？
How does Lord Jesus raise somebody in the earth to heaven?
主耶稣怎么让一个人被魔鬼控制的能够把他救出来，把他迁到爱子的国度。
How does the Lord save someone who is controlled by the demon into the kingdom of God?
这个除了是神的爱之外，
other than the love of God,
这表现神极大的智慧。
It shows the wisdom of God.
也表现出神极大的能力。
And it shows the might of God.
所以救恩是神一个很大的杰作。
And salvation is a great work of God.
在这个杰作里面彰显他的荣耀。
Though His glory is shown in this work.
所以有时候我们讲我今天的我，这是神的工作。
So we say that me today is the work of God.
在耶稣基督里面造成的。
It is done in Lord Jesus.
所以我们的救赎在显明神的荣耀。
So our salvation shows the glory of God.
好，那因此十二章的第一节就在讲。
In chapter 12, verse 1.
要将活祭将身体献上当作活祭。
You present your bodies a living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的。
It is your reasonable service.
那你这样做，那是理所当然的。
And it is reasonable.
所以我们信耶稣以后，
So after we believe in the Lord,
从神得到很大的恩典，
we receive great grace from God.
因此，我们要把自己当活祭献给神。
So we have to present ourselves a living sacrifice.
有的人献金钱，我们所赚的钱，这当然这也很好。
Some people will offer money, and that is good.
但是神真的要我们献什么？
But what does God want us to offer?
要我们把我们自己献给他。
He wants us to offer ourselves.
来当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
那第一句话说这是神的慈悲来劝我们。
The first phrase, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God.
这个神的慈爱就是在前面里面表现出来。
And the mercies of God were discussed previously.
在罗马书第五章有描写。
In Romans chapter 5.
我们来看罗马书第五章。
Let's read Romans chapter 5.
第五章第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7. 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone will even dare to die.
第八节。
8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
基督还在我们做罪人的时候为我们死。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明。
And His love is demonstrated.
神是爱。
God is love.
神是灵，看不见。
He is a spirit we cannot see.
爱也是很抽象，很难了解。
Love is very abstract.
那神是爱具体的表现就是主耶稣来世界上。
And the concrete demonstration is by Him coming to the earth.
那他的爱显露最高点最深的就是为我们死在十字架上。
And His love is most demonstrated when He was on the cross.
在我们做罪人的时候主耶稣为我们而死。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以以神的慈悲就是以神的爱这样来劝我们过一个侍奉神的生活。
So He beseeched us by the mercies of God, by the love of God, to live a holy life.
因此侍奉神的生活这是一种感恩的表现。
So a life of sacrifice is a showing of our thanksgiving.
倒过来讲，如果我们得到这么大的恩典，我们对神都没有感恩的表现。
If we receive such a great blessing and we do not show our gratitude,
那是极大的亏欠。
Then we owe it to him.
在世界上对我们有恩的人，我们都知道要怎么回报。
And we all know how to repay someone who's good to us.
那对一个为我们牺牲生命救我们的神主耶稣，我们更需要来回报。
And for Lord Jesus who died to save us, then we need to repay even more.
我们看圣经里面几个得到恩典的人都知道感恩。
Let's read some examples of people who received grace and repaid it.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音的第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
第二节。
Verse 2.Verse 2, and certain women who have been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom has seven demons.
这里讲摩大拉的玛利亚。
Mary of Magdalene.
她身上有七个鬼。
He has seven demons.
那主耶稣把这个七个鬼从她身上赶出来。
And Lord Jesus casted out the seven demons.
被七个鬼附着，这个人是不正常的。
And she was possessed by seven demons.
家里面有一个不正常，全家都不正常。
If someone is abnormal, then the entire family is abnormal.
有一个受苦，全家都受苦。
And someone is suffering, the entire family suffers.
所以我们可以想象摩大拉的玛利亚，她跟她的家人是何等的苦。
So we can imagine how much suffering is the family of Magdalene.
但是主耶稣把鬼赶出去。
After Lord Jesus casted out the demons.
这是极大的恩典。
It is such a great blessing.
那从第三节开始。
Starting verse 3.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance.
这个地方讲，都用自己的财物供给耶稣跟门徒。
They all provided for Jesus and their disciples.
所以他不但跟着主耶稣到处传福音。
Not only did they follow him to preach the gospel.
而且用自己的能力做得到来供给主耶稣的需要。
And with their own abilities, they provided for Lord Jesus.
他一直做到什么时候？
When did they provide him until?
我们看约翰福音的二十章。
Let's read John chapter 20.
约翰福音的二十章。
John chapter 20.
第一节。
Verse 1.
二十章第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1. Now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb.
你看七日的第一日天还未亮，摩大拉玛利亚就已经来到耶稣的坟墓那里。
On the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb.
所以摩大拉玛利亚对主耶稣深深的有一种爱的关系。
And Mary Magdalene loved Lord Jesus deeply.
主耶稣埋葬坟墓里面，她在坟墓的前在看守。
When Lord Jesus was in the tomb, she was watching the tomb.
那一大早，她就要来看主耶稣的坟墓。
Well, it was early in the day, she went to check it.
所以她才发现主耶稣复活了。
Then she saw that Lord Jesus resurrected.
所以我们知道摩大拉玛利亚，圣经会记载她的名字，原来是有原因的。
There is a reason why Bible recorded Mary Magdalene.
不只是她得恩典。
Not only did she receive grace.
更是因为她懂得报恩。
She repaid it.
那写在圣经里面就是蒙神纪念。
And when she was recorded, that means God remembered her.
如果她得恩典，她没有报恩。
If she received this blessing and did not repay it,
很可能现在圣经没有记载她的名字。
Perhaps Bible would not record her.
所以得恩典是好的。
It is good to receive grace.
但是如果我们懂得报恩，
But if we know how to repay it,
我们在神的生命册上都有记载我们所做的。
In the book of life, it tells what we do.
我们再看路加福音的十七章。
Let's also read Luke chapter 17.
路加福音的十七章。
Luke 17.
第十一节。
Verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
十二节。
Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off.
这里讲主耶稣到一个村庄，有十个长大麻风迎面而来，远远站着。
When Lord Jesus went to this village, ten lepers stood afar off.
那这些长大麻风怎么看自己呢？
How did they see themselves?
主耶稣可怜我们。
Jesus have met mercy on us.
真的很可怜啊。
It is truly pitiful.
他要死也不能死，要活也不能正常。
They cannot live a normal life.
所以来求主耶稣可怜。
So they wanted Lord Jesus have mercy on them.
主耶稣叫他去给祭司查看。
Lord Jesus says, go to the priest.
在去的时候就洁净了。
When you show yourself, you will be cleansed.
14节。
Verse 14.
所以这个恩典很大。
It is such a great blessing.
因为从此以后啊，他就可以过正常的生活。
From then on, they can have a normal life.
可以回到家里面跟所爱的人住在一起。
They can return home to their loved ones.
但是得到这个恩典以后。
After they receive this blessing.
13节哈。
15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
有一个看见自己好了，就回来大声归荣耀给神。
One of them returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
但是主耶稣问，洁净不是十个吗？
Lord Jesus says, were there not 10 cleansed?
那九个在哪里？
Where are the 9?
十个人得恩典，
10 received grace.
只有这一个人回来归荣耀给神，来感谢神。
Only one returned to glorify and thank God.
其他九个人去哪里呢？
Where were the 9?
因为他好久没有回家。
Many of them did not go home for a long time.
第一件事情可能想着回家。
The first thing they, of course, they returned home.
他可能财产很多。
They have much possessions.
所以第一件事情要去看看他的财产还在不在。
They had to look for their possessions.
他有可能很多的好友。
Perhaps they have many friends.
所以第一件事情要跟好友聚集一下，因为他麻风得洁净了。
So first thing is, they have to reunite with their friends.
但是只有这一个人觉得第一件事情要做是要来感谢主耶稣。
Only one of them felt that the first thing to do is to thank the Lord Jesus.
因为如果没有主耶稣医好他
，If Lord Jesus did not heal him,
谈不上回家。
There is no returning of home.
谈不上去看他的财产。
There is no looking for possessions.
所以他对主耶稣的爱
So the love for Lord Jesus
出于感恩
It is from his gratitude.
这是自动自发的
It is sincere.
不是谁叫他做的
Nobody forced him.
也不是人影响他做的
No one influenced him.
是他自己对主耶稣有一种亏欠，他要来感谢他
He felt that he owed a debt and he had to repay it.
虽然很多忙碌的事情
There are many things that busy him.
他把来主耶稣感谢他当作第一件要事。
But he put thanking the Lord Jesus as his first.
所以我们在神这么大的恩典之下。
So under such a great blessing of God.
我们要来过一个感谢神的生活。
We have to lead a life of gratitude.
就是把身体献上当作活祭。
To present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们现在回来看来看以弗所书。
Let's read Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
那当作活祭，具体的例子是什么
？What is a concrete example of a living sacrifice？
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
以弗所书五章二节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2 And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma
这个地方讲基督爱我们为我们舍了自己做馨香的供物和祭物献给神
Christ loved us and given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma
所以主耶稣来世界上一生
In the life of Lord Jesus, in his
world, 他没有为自己的好处来计划什么。
He did not plan for his own good.
你现在想想看，我们每个人都有理想。
We all have ideals.
把书读好。
To get a good education, get a good job.
建立幸福的家庭。
To establish a happy family.
好照顾我们下一代，让他有前途。
To take care of our next generation, have the future.
我们都有自己的理想。
We all have our dreams.
主耶稣来世界上。
When the Lord Jesus came.
他只有一个目标。
He had one goal.
要把人从罪里面救出来。
To save human from sins.
那为着把这个事情做好。
And to accomplish this.
他必须牺牲在十字架上。
He had to be sacrificed on the cross.
那是很痛苦的。
It is very painful.
灵魂体的痛苦。
Pain in the body and the spirit.
所以这个活祭，主耶稣已经做了一个榜样。
Lord Jesus already made the example of living sacrifice.
把自己献给神。
He presented himself to God.
来完成神对他的托付。
To fulfill his mission.
所以主耶稣的一生是我们的榜样。
The life of Jesus was our example.
我们要报答神的恩典。
If we to repay the grace of God.
从今以后要以神的事情做我们生活的目标。
We had to make the things of God our goals.
把我们自己的事情摆在第二位。
And put our own matters in the second place.
主耶稣就是我们的榜样。
And Lord Jesus was our example.
所以如果我们看第五章第一节。
If we read chapter 5 verse 1. Chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children.
所以这里讲要效法神。
Be imitators of God.
怎么效法神?
How do we imitate him?
神的具体表现就是耶稣。
And God is Jesus.
好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
As dear children.
所以小孩子效法父母亲。
Children will imitate their parents.
我们要效法主耶稣。
We have to imitate Lord Jesus.
以主耶稣的生活模式做我们的榜样。
And we use his lifestyle as our example.
我们在这个世界上生活，文化对我们影响很深。
And we live in this life, we are influenced by the culture.
但是整个世界的文化
，But the culture of this entire world
都是以自己为中心。
It is self-centered.
都是以肉体为中心。
It is centered around our flesh.
所以如果我们学着世界上人的生活方式
，So if we imitate the people in the world,
我们就不是献活祭。
Then we do not offer ourselves.
献活祭就是效法主耶稣的生活模式。
A living sacrifice is to imitate the lifestyle of Jesus.
所以我们罗马书读到最后的结论是什么
？So what is the conclusion of Romans?
我们要改变。
We have to change.
改变我们自己的生活目标。
To change the goals in our life.
从今以后，我不是为自己活。
From now on, we do not live for ourselves.
我是为着那救我的主来活。
We live for the Lord who saved us.
我们现在回来看罗马书。
Let's turn back to Romans.
罗马书的十二章
Romans chapter 12
十二章的第一节
Chapter 12 verse 1
说我们这样做是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
Holy, acceptable to God
那你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然
It is your reasonable service
我把自己献给神当活祭这是圣洁的
To present ourselves a living sacrifice that is holy.
我们的侍奉是圣洁的。
Our service is holy.
这个圣就是一种分别。
And holiness means to separate.
我们的侍奉跟世界上的不一样了。
Our service is different from the world's.
因为我们侍奉是侍奉天上的神。
Because we serve the God in heaven.
所以我们的心态要有所不同。
We have to have a different mentality.
我们在受洗的时候，我们已经被称义。
When we are baptized, we are justified.
我们罪已经得赦免。
Our sins were forgiven.
但是一个人在侍奉神。
But when one is serving God,
他的心态也必须要分别。
They have to have a different mindset.
那这样我们的侍奉才能够蒙神喜悦。
Then our service will be acceptable.
所以如果我们看第二节。
If we read verse 2.
请。
Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
一个蒙神喜悦的侍奉
，a service that is acceptable to God.
一定要明白神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Has to be according to the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
就是要明白神的旨意。
To know the will of God.
因为当我们讲侍奉这个字。
When we talk about servitude,
就是表示我不是主人，我是仆人。
Means that we are not the master, we are the servants.
所以我们才用侍奉这个字。
That's why we use the word service.
那既然我们侍奉我们的主人
，If we are serving our master,
所以我们要明白神的旨意。
We have to understand the will of God.
因此圣经里面在讲这个忠心的仆人。
So when Bible talks about the faithful servant,
这个忠心的仆人是什么样的？
What is a faithful servant like?
如果从使徒行传来说
If we look at the book of Acts,
忠心的仆人就是尽我们最大的能力来完成神的托付。
a faithful servant will do their best to fulfill God's mission.
好，像那个五千的，他去赚五千。
The one that has 5,000, earns 5,000.
我两千的赚两千。
The 2,000 will make 2,000.
神对他的赞美都是一样。
And God has the same praise for them.
你又良善又忠心。
Good and faithful servant.
他的结果不一样啊。
Their results were different.
一个赚五千，一个赚两千。
Some one made 5,000, one made 2,000.
那相差三千了。
There's a 3,000 difference.
那为什么赞美完全赞美完全一样
？Why is it that they have the same praise?
因为神给他的本钱不一样，有个一个给他五千，一个给他两千。
Because God gave them different amount to start with.
所以神给我们每个人恩赐不一样。
God gave us different gifts.
所以每个人不能比较。
We cannot compare.
给我们五千，我们就赚五千。
If we have 5,000, then we will make 5,000.
有的人很有恩赐。
Some people are more gifted.
布道会他邀可以邀五个人来。
They can invite 5 people to evangelical service.
有的恩赐没有这么大。
Some are less gifted.
他也很认真去邀，他只邀两个人来。
They also do their best, but they can only invite 2 people.
那谁比较忠心？
Who is more faithful?
如果说照主耶稣的比喻来看。
If we look at the parable of Jesus.
这两个一样忠心。
They are equally faithful.
因为这两个人都是尽他最大的力量去做。
Because they both did their best.
所以外在的世界
So the world outside.
他是用结果来论他的忠心。
It judges whether someone is faithful by the result.
但是在神面前不是用结果来论我们有没有忠心。
But before God, that's not how we are judged.
是用我们有没有尽我们最大的力量来做神给我们的。
It is judged from whether we did our best.
这是神所喜悦的侍奉，他应该是忠心的。
So acceptable service to God is a faithful service.
那第二个忠心的表现
，a second demonstration of being faithful.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's read First Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
15节。
15. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
16节。
16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
这个地方讲属灵人能够看透万事。
He who is spiritual judges all things.
那什么叫看透万事？
What does it mean to judge all things?
如果我们看这个英文哈，
If we look in the English version,
就是对每一件事情他有判断力。
They have discernment in all things.
就是能够判断这个是不是神的旨意，那个是不是神的旨意。
They can judge whether something is the will of God.
那一个人这个判断力从哪里来？
Where does this judgment come from?
如果我们看十六节，
If we look at verse 16.16. For he who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
就是要有基督的心。
We have the mind of Christ.
所以我们对每一件事情的想法、看法、做法是从基督的心出来的。
So what we think of all things and what is our judgment comes from the mind of Christ.
那这样我们的侍奉是照着基督的心在做。
Then our service will be according to the mind of Christ.
这个叫做忠心。
It is faithful.
这是不简单啊。
It's not easy.
每个人都有自己的想法。
We all have our own thoughts.
因为我们成长的过程不一样。
Because we grew up in different backgrounds.
受的教育不一样。
We have different education.
我们所经历的文化不一样。
Our cultures are different.
所以每个人都不同。
Everyone is different.
但是当我们来到神的面前，献活祭，侍奉他。
But before God, as a living sacrifice, when we serve Him.
我们对神的事情看法会一样。
In God's things, we have the same opinion.
想法会一样。
Same thoughts.
那这个过程就是从世俗变成忠心。
Then this process will change us from being a carnal into a faithful servant.
这个过程需要一段时间的操练。
And this process takes time.
因此当我们对神认识越来越清楚。
When we have a better understanding of God,
我们对神的旨意就认识越来越清。
We will have a better understanding of the will of God.
好，我们看哥罗西书。
Let's read Colossians.
哥罗西书的第一章，第九节
，verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
啊，这个地方讲啊，保罗为哥罗西教会的信徒祷告。
Paul prayed for the member of the church in Colossians.
在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
That they can be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
如果我们看英文啊，就对神的旨意的知识啊，有很充足神旨意的知识。
They can be filled with the knowledge of His will.
哦，也就是说，什么是神的旨意啊？他有那个知识可以去了解。
What is the, His will? They can have the knowledge to understand.
啊，那这需要属灵的智慧跟领悟力。
It takes wisdom and spiritual understanding.
那这属灵的智慧跟领悟力是从圣灵来的。
And this wisdom and spiritual understanding comes from the Holy Spirit.
也是从神的话来的。
It also comes from the Word of God.
哦，所以一个人的侍奉要得到神的喜悦。
So for a service to be acceptable to God.
哦，他必须对神的旨意认清非常清楚。
They have to have a good understanding of the will of God.
那照神的旨意来做神喜欢的事情。
To do things that are acceptable and according to His will.
啊，我们先来看啊，回来看罗马书。
Let's turn back to Romans.
啊，罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
那这个地方在讲我们要明白神的旨意之前啊
，Before we understand the will of God，
那个心态要先改变。
We have to have the right mindset。
啊，所以如果我们看第二节
，If we read verse 2，
不要效法这个世界
，Do not be conformed to this world。
啊，要心意更新而变化
，But be transformed by the renewing of your mind。
啊，如果看英文啊，这个两个刚好是啊 ，conform transform。
So the words used are conform and transform.
啊，所以效法这个世界就是跟世界的想法一样。
To be conformed to this world means that we have the same mindset.
那所谓心意更新而变化，就是跟世界的想法不一样。
But to be transformed by the renewing of our mind means that we think differently from the world.
所以这个心态改变，对神的旨意才能够看得清楚。
We have to have this change of mindset to understand the will of God.
啊，我们整个世界的文化。
And the culture of this world
都是人本的。
It is based on humans.
啊，就是以人为出发点。
It starts from humans.
啊，这样来考虑事情。
That's how they consider things.
啊，甚至是以自己为中心来考虑事情。啊，但是当我们进到教会里面来
，But when we come to church,
啊，教会是神为本的。
The church is based around God.
啊，教会的主人是神。
God is the owner of this church.
哦，是以神为中心的。
So it is centered around God.
啊，因此一个人在社会上，他可能很成功。
So someone is successful in this world.
哦，他很会做事。
They are very capable.
啊，他能力很强。
They have many abilities.
他受到肯定。
They are accomplished.
啊，甚至自己也觉得自己相当不错。
They believe that they are very good.
啊，那这样的人能不能来教会做事？
Can they do things in church?
啊，如果我们对圣经不认识
，If we don't have a good understanding of the Bible，
我们就会觉得说，他世界上能力这么强，做这么多事，难道在教会不能做吗
？We may think that they're so capable in this world, can they do work in church?
啊，教会不是世界的一部分吗
？Isn't church a part of this world?
哦，但是如果我们圣经再读更清楚一点
，But if we have a better understanding of the Bible，
啊，世界能力很强，成就很大。
If you're more accomplished and capable in this world,
如果他要来教会做事情
，If they want to do work in church,
有一个关键
，There is a factor,
就是他是不是能够心意更新而变化
？Can they retransform their mind?
啊，如果他把人本的思想文化啊这种想法带进来，要来侍奉神。
If they serve God with the mindset and culture that is human-based,
这个是神不能接受的。
That is not acceptable to God.
啊，因为教会是神属神的。
Because church belongs to God.
神是主人。
God is the master.
所以进到教会里面来
，When you come into the church,
啊，我们的想法必须以神为中心。
Our thoughts have to be God-centered.
那这样的话，我们有这个改变，我们才能做神所喜悦的侍奉。
When we are transformed, then our service will be acceptable.
这个有很多的例子。
There are many examples.
比方说世界强调民主。
For example, the world emphasizes democracy.
那民主里面有一句话最流行 ,check and balance.
And in democracy, there's check and balances.
如果没有这句话，民主就行不通了。
Without checks and balances, there is no democracy.
那我们来到教会，
When we come to church,
我们就把世界的民主搬进教会里面来。
We move the democracy in this world into church.
那我们整本圣经翻一翻，
Then we look at the Bible.
圣经没有民主这一句话。
There is no democracy.
即使当时使徒行传十五章他们在开会。
Even in Acts chapter 15, when they had the meeting,
他们对外邦人受割礼，信耶稣要不要受割礼啊，意见不同。
Regarding the circumcision of the Gentiles, they had different opinions.
那他怎么开会呢？
How did they have the meeting?
如果我们看结论就知道。
We can tell from the conclusion.
我们看使徒行传十五章。
Let's read Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传的十五章。
Acts 15.28. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things.
最后的决定是圣灵跟我们决定的。
The conclusion was reached by the Holy Spirit and them.
所以这些长老使徒他们在开会的时候，他心里最大的不是我，也不是你，是神。
The apostles and the disciples, when they had the meeting, they had God in mind.
所以他们一直在讨论到底神的旨意是什么。
So they were discussing what was the will of God.
那一直祈求神的带领，一直祈求圣灵的带领。
They continued to ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以后来就做了结论。
And they reached this conclusion.
他们很有把握，这是圣灵跟我们一起的决定。
They were very certain that this conclusion was by the Holy Spirit.
这个是他们的决定，但是圣灵的带领。
It was their decision, but it was guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以这样以后教会的问题就解决了。
So they solved the matter in the church.
那这个决定一颁布出去以后，整个圣工就开始发展起来。
And when this decision was preached, then the holy word continued to grow.
因此教会里面有神的宝座。
In the church, there is the throne of God.
所以为什么教会这么宝贵？
Why is the church so precious?
为什么教会这么尊贵？
Why is the church so noble?
因为教会有神的宝座。
Because there is the throne of God.
但是教会侍奉的危险是什么？
But what is the danger in the service?
就是人坐在神的座位上。
That humans sit on the throne.
忘记了我是奉主耶稣圣名在开会的。
And forget that they are having this meeting in the name of God.
开会中我们就在想你我他怎么去妥协。
When they have this meeting, they think about how to reach a compromise.
我们忘记了，当我们奉主耶稣圣名是主在我们当中。
That when they say that in the name of Lord Jesus, Jesus is among them.
我们忘记了，最重要是神要我们怎么做。
And we forget that the most important thing is what does God want.
所以这种心意更新的变化，我们的侍奉才能够蒙神喜悦。
So this transforming of the renewing of our mind, then this our service will be acceptable.
使徒行传第五章在讲第六章选七个人。
In Acts chapter 7, chapter 6, when they elected the seven.
要来管理饭食。
To oversee the food.
但是条件是什么？
What was the requirement?
好名声，圣灵充满，智慧充足。
To have good reputation, filled with the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom.
这个属灵的条件列出来。
When this requirement was listed,
然后大家跟这个条件来去选人。
Then they choose people according to this requirement.
看起来是民主，但不是。
Seems like it's democracy, but it wasn't.
他是以神为主。
It was God-centered.
我们只是神的仆人。
We are merely God's servants.
大家祷告来看神怎么感动我们，找出这七个人有这个三个条件。
They pray together to, according to God's will to choose the seven.
因此，当一个人开始侍奉的时候，
When someone starts to serve,
我们自己会发现我们的灵性真的很不足。
realize that we lack in the spirit.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们对很多事情好像不明白神要我们怎么做。
Because on many things we don't understand what God wants.
而不是满心知道神的旨意。
And not that we are filled with this knowledge of His will.
所以我们开始侍奉，我们就发现哦，我们灵性真的需要追求进步。
When we start to serve, then we will realize that we need to progress in our spirit.
因此我们要做活祭献给神。
So we have to present ourselves a living sacrifice.
如果我们的侍奉要蒙神喜悦，
if our service is to be acceptable to God,
我们要明白神的旨意。
We have to understand the will of God.
如果没有明白神的旨意，
if we don't understand His will,
我们的心意要更新而变化。
We have to transform and renew our mind.
这个是最重要的。
That is the most important thing.
但这是最不简单的。
But that's also the most difficult.
因为人活着一辈子，想法都是我我我。
Because in our entire life we think about ourselves.
忽然间要变成神神神。
All of a sudden you have to think God.
这个改变真的是很难。
It is a very difficult change.
比方说，教会里一个教会，如果一个大教会，你可以看到哦，是一个有时候啊是几个大家族所组成的。
For example, in a big church, you will realize that it is formed by many big families.
有时候到夏威夷去啊。
Sometimes when I went to Hawaii,
我仔细看看这个有一个教会，夏威夷一直在聚会，哎，是从一个家庭来的。
I went to a service in Hawaii and I realized it is from one family.
因为这个祖父母很热心呢。
The grandparents were very fervent.
所以孩子、孙子、曾孙啊，都很热心呢。
The children and grandchildren were also very fervent.
我们就非常感谢神啊。
We thank God.
这个大家族都把他们大大小小都带得对神很热心。
Because this entire big family were fervent to God.
这是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God.
但是
，However，
当我们在做教会的事情。
When we are doing work in church,
如果教会家庭化家族化，这个就有问题。
If church is only formed by families, then there's a problem.
家族化
and becomes family oriented.
也就是说，我们一个家族联合起来来代表我们的意见。
If a family will represent the entire church,
这个教会会四分五裂。
Then this church is broken.
因为它是几个家族组成的。
Because it is formed by different families.
每个家族都先表示他们的立场。
Then the family will state their opinion.
那这个教会要怎么合一？
How can the church be united?
所以教会虽然是大家族组成的。
So the family is formed by big church, big families.
当我们在决定教会的事情，
When we decide the things in church,
应该是每一个人面对神，
Everyone has to face God.
来想神要我们怎么做。
And think about what does God want us to do?
打破这个家族大家族的观念。
And to break out of this mindset of big families.
那每一个人能够打破自己，在圣灵的感动下，在真理的带领之下，我们这个教会才能够合成一体。
And under the movement of the Spirit and the guidance of the Word, then we can be united.
所以我们在侍奉当中通过我们的侍奉。让神喜悦，这是美的侍奉。
So through our service, then it can be acceptable to God.
但是要心意更新而变化。
First, we have to transform our mind.
有时候我们常常看到有的人对这个公司的管理很有经验。
Many times we will see people who have lots of experience in managing a company.
所以就把公司的管理要带到教会里面来。
And they want to use this management in the church.
我能够管理500个人的公司，我不能够带领一个50人的教会吗？
If I can manage a company of 500 employees, can I not manage a church of 50 people?
所以他就要公司的管理带进教会来。
So they bring this corporate management into church.
那久了以后，教会变成公司，公司化，企业化。
Church becomes a corporate.
我们知道要做企业管理，两件事情不能少。
We know that there is two things in a business management.
第一个是权。Power.
First is power.
你如果听我，我就可以给你提升。
If you listen to me, you can be promoted.
你不听我，我就把你下降。
If you disobey me, you will be demoted.
第二个是利。
Second is gains.
如果你工作绩效好，就给你加薪。
If you're efficient, then you can have a raise.
工作绩效不好就减薪。
If you're not efficient, then you will not get a raise.
所以权跟利是公司的这个经营管理不可少的。
So power and gains is in business management.
但是当我们来到教会
，But when we come to church,
你要怎么用权？大家都是义工。
How can you talk about power? Everyone is volunteer.
你要怎么用力？
What is gain?
大家都没有拿钱。
Nobody takes money.
所以用这个精神带进来，这个教会会变质。
So if you use this management, then the church will be changed.
但是最好的这个教会的经营方式就是摩西的方式。
So the best way to manage a church is the way of Moses.
摩西带领200万人。
Moses led 2 million.
把他们从埃及带到迦南地。
Led them from Egypt into the land of Canaan.
他有权吗？没有权。
Was there power? No.
他有力吗？没有力。
Did he have gains?
但是他能够把以色列百姓带到迦南地。
He was able to lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
这个管理就是有神的同在，有神的恩典，有圣灵的带领。
And this management was from the abidance of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果一个人在世界上他很有才能，这是神的恩典。
If someone is very capable in the world, that is the blessing of God.
但是当他要来侍奉神，
If this person wants to serve God,
那个条件就是要心意更新而变化。
The requirement is to have them transform their mind.
那这样的话，我们这个教会才会得到好处，得到造就。
Then the church will be edified.
又要像说我们在购买会堂。
For example, when we purchase a chapel.
这个购买会堂，我们的经验就是有的教会盖完教会就分作两半。有的教会啊，在盖会堂啊，一盖完教会分作两半。
There are some churches after they build a chapel, they are separated into two.
因为意见太不同。
Because they have different opinions.
所以买会堂其实是灵性的一个操练。
So buying a chapel is actually a test to our spirit.
有时候我们才看到有的找会堂找到离家自己家里近的，他就强调这是神的旨意。
When someone finds a chapel that is close to their home, they will say it is the will of God.
打电话到处联络，你就要投这个一票，这是神的旨意。
They will make a lot of calls to say vote for this because this is the will of God.
那现在去买没有买成了。
And after this, it didn't go through.
下一次就找到另外一个地方，离另外一些人比较近。他说这是神的旨意。
And they find a chapel that is closer to someone else's home, then they will say this is the will of God.
但是我们看到很多教会啊，买会堂都有很美好的见证。
But we see many good testimonies when churches buy chapels.
都看到神迹啊。
They can see miracles.
但是神要显明他的神迹，有一个条件。
But there is a condition to God's miracles.
就是每一个人要放弃自己。
That everyone has to let themselves go.
教会要埋在哪里？
Where do you buy the church?
就是对圣公发展最有帮助的地方。
You buy at a location that is the most beneficial to the growth of church.
那离我家远近，这不重要。
Whether it is close to my home, it doesn't matter.
最适合圣公发展，那个就是对的。
When it's the most beneficial to holy work, then it's the right one.
所以有时候我们在实际地方教会圣公的推行。
So in the holy works in the local churches,
我们会发现真的我们需要心意更新而变化。
We'll realize that we have to transform and renew our minds.
如果很多人很热心关心圣公，
if a lot of people care about the holy work,
但是我们的心意没有更新而变化，
but the minds are not transformed and renewed,
那我们就发现有时候教会问题会很多。
We'll realize there are many problems in church.
问题很多是因为大家很热心了。
Many problems because many people are fervent.
当然啊，大家都不愿意参与，看起来没有问题，问题更大。
Of course, if nobody wants to be involved, then seems like there is no problem, but the problem is bigger.
所以这里讲我们要献活祭，把自己当活祭献给神。
Says that we have to present ourselves a living sacrifice.
我们看回来，再回来看罗马书的12章。
Let's look back to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章
Romans chapter 12,
第二节
verse 2,
不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们查验是什么是神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
有一次我到一个地方去帮忙圣工。
There was once I went to a local church to help out with holy work.
那个教会的负责人告诉我。
The council member told me.
那我们这个地区啊，都是移民。
And there are many immigrants here.
而且从各个不同地方移民来的。
And they are immigrants from around the world.
他说刚开始啊，好难带领。
At the beginning, it was very hard.
一提到亚伯兰献独生子
，when they preached Abraham offering
Bible study, 亚伯兰献独生子
，when Abraham offered his son，
有人说这不可能，怎么是一个慈爱的神会叫人把儿子杀掉？神就坚持这不可能，虽然圣经这样写。
Some may say it is impossible. God would not require him to kill his son.
因为每个人啊，从各个地方来了，年层不一样，文化不一样。
And many people came from different backgrounds and cultures.
那个负责人说：“哎，感谢神了，这几年来啊，我们现在非常同心。”
But the council member said, "In these past few years, they are very united."
那我就问他：“那你怎么做的
？”I said, "How did you do it?"
他就说：“我们就是请联总派人来，每年有系统的举行圣经讲习会。”
The council member said they will invite workers to hold Bible seminars.
就是有系统的来查考圣经
systematically explain the Bible.
再来就是鼓励祷告
and encourage prayers.
他跟我讲一个例子
He gave me an example.
他说有一次一个弟兄被安排第一次联会
There was a brother that is assigned to lead the service for the first time.
那第一次联会他很紧张
He was very nervous.
所以唱完诗祷告，他忘记按铃。
After him singing and prayer, he forgot to ring the bell.
请问师师，你有没有参加过家庭聚会？如果你忘记按铃，可以祷告多久
？If you've attended family service, if there is no bell, how long can you pray for?
我看最长五分钟了。
The longest is 5 minutes.
结果他忘记按铃，那次家庭聚会祷告了半个钟头。
But that time he forgot to ring the bell, but the prayer lasted for half an hour.
那个教务者说：“半个钟头了嘞。”
Council member said it's half an hour.
也就是说，他们真的祷告很深入啊。
That means the prayers were very deep.
第三个
，third.
他们团契
，in their fellowship.
礼拜六上午下午聚完会
，after the morning afternoon services in the on Sabbath.
都完了大家就在一起泡茶的团契
They will fellowship and drink tea
然后晚餐一起吃完才回去
And they will have dinner together then go home
就这样茶经祷告团契
Bible reading, prayer and fellowship
那个家伙变得非常的同心在那一段期间
In that time the church became very united
因为大家想法都一样
Because they had the same mind
有神的话，有神的灵，有神的爱。
There was the word of God, the spirit of God, and the love of God.
所以这个侍奉就能够很同心。
Then their service became very united.
结果这个教会就能够吸引人。
The church can attract more people.
神也能够喜悦。
And God was pleased.
所以我们罗马书第一章读到十一章。
So in Romans chapter 1 to 11.
结论是什么？结论就是十二章第一节。
The conclusion was chapter 12, verse 1.
有一个试题。
There was this test.
就是要将身体当作活祭献给神。
To offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
那我们回家就以这个试题来考试。
So when we go home, we can test ourselves.
看我们能不能通过这个考试。
To see if we can pass.
考试了下一次。我们就得到神的奖赏
Then we will be rewarded.
没有通过再回来修
If you do not pass it, then you will retake it.
唱诗
Let's sing him.
380首
He went in my stead to Calvary and bled. Redemption in hell he took in our whole sin. Our poor Jesus birth in my life. We truly enjoy the fellowship in the Spirit with God.
Oh, 真的，罗马书说要以神为乐。
And Romans says that we have to be joyful in God.
以神为乐就是道中的快乐。
And it is the joy and truth.
领悟道理，这是非常喜乐的。
To understand the truth, it is a true joy.
以神为乐就是圣灵充满。
And it is to be filled with the Spirit.
活水在我们里面涌出一种甜美，一种平安。
There is the living fountain out of us.
啊，以神为乐，就是在主的爱里面的团契。
To be joyful in God is to have fellowship with God.
所以，当我们都达到以神为乐
，So we are all joyful in God.
我们在星期天要结束的时候，我们会觉得我们在这里真好。
On Sunday when we conclude, we realize that it is good to be here.
哦，真好，不只是不需要煮饭。
Not that we don't have to cook.
真好，是因为神在这里。
It is good because God is here.
我们最后要来祷告。
We will now pray.
当下我们一直往前来迈进，以神为乐。
Let's keep moving forward and have joy in God.
越靠近神越平安。
The closer we are to God, the more peace we have.
越靠近神越有力量。
The closer to God, the more power we have.
越靠近神越喜乐。
The closer to God, the more joy we have.
越靠近神越有盼望。
The closer to God, the more hope we have.
真的，我们值得来更靠近神。
It is true that it is good to be close to God.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We will pray together.
可以到前面来祈祷。
Please come forward.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.